pretty good effort on your side, defensive effort. But again, at the end of the game, they just got that 8-point separation. And it was hard to come back from.
Yeah, you know, I thought the energy and effort everybody pitched in the bench was good tonight. Everybody who participated put us in a position to tie or win the ball game. And we just came up short. You know, we got what we wanted there late. You know, understand we got the trap, we got the steal, and now we got to execute on the other end. And, you know, that's something for us as a whole to learn from. Like, we could easily take the two and play the free throw game. But, you know, we were looking for the tie. And Chris, one of our best shooters, you know, took the shot, and we just came up empty.
Would you rather go for the three there, though? And take that quick two.
Yeah, I'm all about the three. Look, Chris, I always trust my guys. He took the shot he felt that he could make. You know, but it's something for us to learn. We were in this situation against Miami. You know, when we, you know, could have easily taken the two, got the points, and becomes a foul. You know, understand we have no timeouts. So we're doing a whole lot of hoping. But when a guy like Chris, you know, that takes a three, you think he's going to make it.
Yeah, Hood did a good job. He wasn't going to leave him, was he?
No, they did a really good job. Again, we made some plays late that we got to learn from. Again, executing, we got to make the free throws. And then understanding that the game's not over. And we showed that the guys kept playing to the end.
You bring up a lot of things about learning. Can Plumlee learn something from what happened tonight in that ejection? Is there anything you can take from that?
Yeah, everybody learns from mistakes. You know, he made a mistake, you know, and, you know, the rules of this league call for him to be thrown out, so he'll learn from it.
Jason, you went to the bench early, and like you say, they responded. Miles was one, and also Bayless, obviously, but really, you went with that whole bench unit, and they got you off to a great start.
Yeah, I thought we did the bench. I thought everybody did, you know, played their part. You know, I thought Tyler, Vaughn, you know, Miles, I thought he did a really good job for us, you know, blocking shots, giving us some second opportunities. And so I thought he played a really good game until he got tossed. But, you know, I think, again, Bayless, you know, was big for our bench. He outscored their whole bench. And so we got a spark there. But, you know, we got to do a little bit better coming down the stretch of the game.
How tough was it to lose Miles? Because he was a good counter to Gobert and Favors in that
day. We never want anybody to get thrown out. So, you know, losing Miles, you know, was something. But the next guy came in, and Moose, you know, played a lot of minutes. It was a group effort. We put ourselves in a position on the road to win a game, and we just came up short.
Coach, one of the things that make it overlooked, Michael Carter-Williams hitting some big shots to put you in that position down the stretch.
Yeah.
Talk about a little bit what he was able to do and help you guys get in that position.
Yeah, Mike, you know, running the show, running again with Chris, and with him and Chris in the pick and roll. Chris gets a lot of attention. I thought MC attacked, got to the paint, and made some, you know, incredible finishes over Gobert. And again, as the point guard and the general, I thought he put his teammates in a position to be successful tonight.
You guys have lost five straight. What do you need to do here to get things back on track?
Oh, we go back home. So we go back home. We got two this week before the break, and we can only take one at a time and prepare for the next game.
Jason, 1-3 on the trip, but did you see any sparks that you think you could take into the break and after the break?
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening. You know, for a young team, it comes down to, you know, there's the small things. There's one possession. And for us to have 20 turnovers and only 9 assists is something that's just not who we are. So there's a lot of good things happening. Our defense has gotten better. And the other side of that is we're getting healthy. And so hopefully with OJ and Henson coming back, that gives us a spark.
Yeah, Jabari on Hayward and Hood. I mean, that's a learning experience for him, but he's got to do that.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job defensively tonight for us by being able to play on the perimeter against those guys. Those guys are talented. But I thought Jabari did a really good job.
It's part of his things you want to see.
Yeah, he's growing, and he still is a rookie. He hasn't played 82 games yet. So he, you know, again, not looking at the offensive side of the ball, I thought he did a lot of good things on the defensive side of the ball for us tonight.